Number one, what is your name, please?
Well, my name is Swamp Swami.
Number two.
My name is Swamp Swami, and I'm not a crook.
Number three.
Hey, my name is Swamp Swami. Y'all miss me yet? And will the real Swamp Swami please stand up?
It's your guide to the NBA playoffs. The National Basketball Association's 82-game regular season apparently just wasn't enough. 30 teams started the year back in October, and there have been 14 teams sent home on vacation earlier this month in April. That leaves 16 still playing with the hope of claiming this year's NBA title. So first, let's discuss those losers. Inside the NBA, TV analysts Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, Shaquille O'Neal, and host Ernie Johnson Jr. have uttered their famous phrase, 1-2-3 Cancun. Vacation salute to all of those departing teams. In case you might be wondering, the woeful Washington Wizards lost their final 10 games of the season to post a 17-65 record. They deserve the title of worst team in the NBA for the 2025-26 season. The putrid Pacers of Indiana will come in second this year at 19-63 for the season and finish two games behind Washington. Let's give the bronze medal to the Brooklyn Knots, Nets, for their lousy 20-62 final record. A draft lottery is going to be held coming up on May 10th and determine the actual draft order for all 30 of the NBA teams. Those 14 non-playoff teams are the only ones with a chance of receiving the number one overall draft selection, though. That trio of top losers, Washington, Indiana, and Brooklyn.
Calling Dr. Howard. Dr. Pine. Dr. Howard.
Each receive a 14% chance of emerging from a rather complicated set of ping pong ball droppings with the number one overall selection coming up in the NBA draft on June 23rd. Seriously, it's some weird stuff on how they come up with those chances. The other teams in the NBA draft lottery this year will be the Utah Jazz, Sacramento Kings, Memphis Grizzlies, New Orleans Pelicans, whose pick will go to Atlanta, the Dallas Mavericks, Chicago Bulls, Milwaukee Bucks, Golden State Warriors, Los Angeles Clippers, whose pick is going to go to Oklahoma City, the Miami Heat, and finally the Charlotte Hornets. Those New Orleans Pelicans, who have perfected the art of losing over the years, traded away their first-round pick this year in 2026 to acquire the rights last year to 6'9" Maryland center Derek Queen. Queen started about half of the Pelicans' games this season, and he scored about 12 points and 7 rebounds per game. Not exactly what you were hoping for when you traded up. Decisions like that are yet another reason why New Orleans Pelicans have failed to reach the conference finals in any year since the team's inception back in 2002. But there are 16 teams participating right now in a best-of-7 opening round series. The NBA's Western Conference produced the two teams with the best overall records in the entire league during the regular season. Defending champion Oklahoma City won 78% of its games to finish with a 64-18 record. The Thunder are facing number 8 West seed Phoenix right now in round 1. The San Antonio Spurs finished second overall this year with a 62-20 record. They are playing the 7th seed Portland Trail Blazers in their opening round series. Other Western Conference matchups right now include number 3 seed Denver Nuggets going up against number 6 seed Minnesota, and the number 4 Los Angeles Lakers taking on the 5th seeded Houston Rockets. Let's move to the NBA's Eastern Conference, where the top regular season team was, are you ready? The Detroit Pistons! Motown's favorite team posted a 60-22 record and is matched up against number 8 East seed Orlando in the opening round. The Boston Celtics played most of their season without star forward Jason Tatum, but he's back now in the lineup for the playoffs. The Celtics finished in second in the NBA East and are now playing number 7 seed Philadelphia in round 1. The New York Knickerbockers finished third in the NBA's East this year, and they're going up against number 6 East seed Atlanta in the opening round. And the Cleveland Cavaliers came in fourth in the NBA East. They're playing number 5 seed Toronto in another round 1 matchup. Here's another question. Is LeBron James still playing basketball? Oh, yes, indeed. That 41-year-old ageless freight train still plays for the Los Angeles Lakers. And he still bowls over defenders on his way to the basket like he always has. You know, it's hard to fathom that LeBron James, even at age 41 this year, has never averaged less than 20 points per game in his 23-year NBA career. The rumor mill, though, is speculating that LeBron is not sure whether this year's NBA playoffs might be the last in his rather long career. But you can be sure that NBC, which is now televising NBA playoffs this season, and ESPN and ABC are going to be rooting for LeBron's Lakers to make a very deep run in this year's playoffs. Next up, teams which live by the three-point shot, well, you know how that goes. Did you know that the average NBA team attempted 40 three-point field goals per game this season? That's amazing. I did find it rather surprising that the majority of the top 10 NBA teams which take the most three-point shots did not qualify, though, for the playoffs. The Boston Celtics, who are fourth in the league in three-point shot attempts, took an incredible 50 three-point shots during a 111-97 home playoff loss to the Philadelphia 76ers on Tuesday night. Unfortunately for Celtics fans, the home team connected on only 13 of those 50 attempts for just 26% from the field. Boston took 89 shots in total for the game, and when a team attempts more than 50% of their shots from long distance, a cold shooting night from outside will generally spell doom. Here's your three-point shooting math lesson for today. Listen up. Anything above a 33.3% success rate from long range will create more points for your team than those which convert 50% on the traditional two-point baskets. It's all about math. However, attempting too many three-point shots during a game might be an indicator that your team is lacking an effective inside presence, like a good center. The Eastern Conference number one seed, Detroit Pistons, finished 29th out of 30 teams in the NBA in three-point attempts this season with only 30 shots per game from outside. Boston clocked in at number 4 with 42 per game. Defending champion Oklahoma City was 13th in the league with 36 long-distance tries per game. The NBA average for all shots attempted in a game is 90. So with 40 three-point shots a game, that means that 44% of all shots taken in a game have been three-pointers this season. Yes, your eyes have not been deceiving you. The NBA has become quite addicted to three-point shooting. Next up, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's... no, not him. It's Victor Wembanyama. He's 7'4" tall and hard to miss, even on an NBA basketball court. San Antonio's Victor Wembanyama just received every first-place vote for the league's Defensive Player of the Year. He averaged 3 block shots a game this season. He's no slouch on offense either. The Spurs' third-year big man has averaged 25 points a game and nearly 12 rebounds per game as well. San Antonio is the number 2 Western Conference seed and a legitimate threat to stop Oklahoma City from repeating as the NBA champions. San Antonio's cast of characters surrounding Victor Wembanyama has been improving as well. Guards De'Aaron Fox and Stephon Castle average 35 points a game between them this year. The San Antonio Spurs do have the ingredients to surprise many during these 2 months of NBA playoffs. Another question, does any team in the NBA East have a legitimate chance to win the title this year? There's no question that the Western Conference trio of Oklahoma City, San Antonio, and the Denver Nuggets are the odds-on favorites to win the NBA championship this year. Are there any legitimate threats coming out of the NBA's Eastern Conference? Number 1 East seed Detroit won only 14 games just 2 years ago, but this season the Pistons won 60 and claimed the top spot in the East. The Pistons play exceptional team defense and possess a very deep bench if the team needs a burst of scoring or a fresh defender on the court. Whether this team has the ability to withstand playoff pressure and adversity, though, is going to be determined in the weeks to come. The Boston Celtics won the NBA title just 2 years ago. This team still features its big three of high-scoring guard Jaylen Brown, clutch shooting guard Derek White, and all-star forward Jason Tatum. The remainder of the Celtics lineup can sometimes look like a group of interchangeable parts. Boston's playoff experience, though, could lead them back to the NBA Finals this year. So neither Detroit nor Boston is going to be favored in a matchup versus the eventual NBA West Conference winner. The Pistons or Celtics or whichever team emerges from the NBA East this year must be playing their best basketball of the season in the NBA Finals best of 7 series just to keep it interesting. And may I have the envelope, please? The winner this year will be... well, I feel fairly certain that the NBA Western Conference winner is going to emerge as the eventual league champion this year. Last year's Oklahoma City Thunder played better than everyone else for the entire season. They were not a surprise champion. If OKC can withstand both Denver and San Antonio this year and win the West again, they will likely bring a second straight NBA trophy back home to Oklahoma. I'm Swamp Swami. Watch out for that!
George of the Jungle, friend to you and me.